This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Back in February, a young man named Jack Sawyer was arrested for allegedly having plans to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School. And when Governor Phil Scott read the police report about the arrest, it caused him to change his mind on gun restrictions and support new gun laws in Vermont that he once opposed. These are some of the threads that VPR's new podcast, Jolted, examines. That podcast is out today, and I'm joined by one of the reporters who worked on it, VPR's Liam Elder Connors. Hi, Liam.
Hey, Mitch.
So first, tell us about the podcast, starting with the name.
Well, so Jolted is actually something that Governor Phil Scott said at a press conference when he talked about the Jack Sawyer case. He described reading the affidavit that was describing the charges against Jack Sawyer, and he said that it jolted him. And when we were reporting the story, we felt like that phrase jolted really sort of captured not only Scott's feelings, but the reaction in the Fairhaven community to the news of Jack Sawyer's plans and the reactions across the state of Vermont.
Well, we're going to hear a section from the first episode. If you could set that up for us.
This section starts off with Nina Keck, who co-reported Jolted with me. And what we're going to hear is how police in Fairhaven learned about Jack Sawyer and eventually arrested him.
The town at the heart of this story, Fairhaven, is right on the New York border. It's small, with about 3,000 people, and it's pretty, with a fenced-in town green. There's a tall, white New England-style church at one end, across from a Dollar General store. In the summer, Fairhaven hosts weekly concerts on the green, where they give out free ice cream every other Friday. The town calls itself the Slate Center of the Nation, thanks to a quarry which has been mined by the same company for more than 150 years. Not surprisingly, the high school sports teams are called the Slaters. Even before Jack Sawyer's arrest, some folks in town might have recognized his name. That's because back in 2016, Jack had made people at school nervous, posting threatening things on Facebook and writing a research paper on Columbine. That spring, Jack dropped out of school. And not long after that, his parents sent him to an expensive school for troubled teens in Maine. He spent more than a year there. Fairhaven Police Chief William Humphreys says people start paying attention to Jack when he comes back to Vermont. In February of this year, he's living out of his car, couch surfing at friends' houses.
Jack had told his friend that he had bought a shotgun, and the friend didn't understand why he bought a shotgun when you're trying to get a job and you're living out of your car and you don't have any money. That you spend $200 doesn't seem logical.
Here's what leads to Jack's arrest on Thursday, February 15th. On Tuesday of that week, the mother of one of Jack's friends hears her daughter and another friend talking about Jack's new gun. This is the same guy who'd had the disturbing Facebook posts, the guy who was into Columbine and had dropped out 2 years before. She doesn't really connect the two until the next day, Wednesday, when she gets a notification on her phone about the Parkland shooting. That's when she calls 911. That night, the school superintendent puts Fairhaven Union in a sort of lockdown. Chief Humphreys goes to talk to Jack and finds him putting away his shotgun after target shooting.
And it was 8 o'clock at night. It was dark then in the winter, obviously, and he was target shooting in the yard with the shotgun he had just bought.
And then Chief Humphreys leaves Jack there and drives back to the station. See, Jack is 18. At the time, buying a gun was legal for him. And the last time anyone here can remember Jack making people nervous, it was years ago.
He wasn't threatening suicide. He wasn't threatening anybody. It's not illegal to target. He was on private property. He wasn't shooting across a road. You know, you have to commit a crime or something for us to take action on.
The next morning, a Thursday, Fairhaven Union High School starts more or less as usual.
We had a school to run, so.
But after the school lockdown the night before, Fairhaven's principal Jason Rasko says students and teachers are nervous.
I'm going around just to make sure I'm out and about. We have a kind of what I call it an intel, if you will. You know, like the number of the chiefs were here.
The school superintendent and Chief Humphreys arrived to huddle with Principal Rasko. Here's Humphreys.
We were kind of formulating, okay, this is the information we know. This is what we're going to put out to the school to try to be transparent and try to explain why we rerouted the buses the night before.
They send an email to parents to basically say, yes, we are aware people are nervous, but we believe the threat is not credible. The superintendent has just finished sending the email when Humphreys discovers he got it wrong. The threat is credible.
Dispatch called me and they said, "Hey, I have a Dutchess County Sheriff's Office officer would like to speak to you on the phone."
Dutchess County is in New York State.
Okay.
3 hours south.
So I had him put it through to my cell phone. I get on the phone. He immediately asked me, "Hey, do you know Ajax Sawyer?" "Yeah." I say, "We're actually working a case right now where his name came up." "Well, I have some text message that you really need to look at." I think the color went out of my face. I went white, like, ooh, wait a minute, this is not good.
At this point, Principal Rasko, who'd left to check on students, rushes back to his office.
People's faces are gunk.
The text messages had been handed over by a 17-year-old in upstate New York, and her actions would alter the course of history here in Vermont. Her name is Angela McDevitt. She'd met Jack at the therapeutic high school in Maine. The two had been messaging back and forth on Facebook when Angela mentioned the shooting in Parkland. Jack's response stunned her. He called the Parkland shooting, quote, "fantastic." He said he 100% supported it.
I was so in shock. Like, I was just like, you can't say that, like, people are dead.
We'll talk more with Angela in a future episode. By the end of the day on Thursday, February 15th, Jack Sawyer was charged with attempted murder and held without bail in a local jail.
That was a section from VPR's new podcast, Jolted, which is out today. Liam, what else is coming up in the show?
So the second episode is actually out today as well, and that one's looking a little bit more closely at Jack Sawyer. We'll examine the politics of guns in Vermont, and we'll also take some time to think, what can you learn from an averted school shooting? And we'll be playing those episodes during this month on All Things Considered. We'll have sections on Morning Edition, and you can subscribe to Get Jolted in your podcast feed or listen at joltedpodcast.org.
VPR's Liam Elder Connors, thank you so much.
You're welcome.